Hello, everybody. Pastor Matt again. Time to pray again. Just about time to pray again. It's prayer meeting. And we're meeting like this still. A little bit digitable. And by digitable, I mean digital. And by a little bit, I mean a lot. But, Lord willing, we are approaching that time when we're going to be able to have our prayer meeting together again in person. In the meantime, we are not stymied. We are not stopped. We will pray. And we can do that together because we're praying in Jesus' name. So let's prepare for our time together tonight. And let's do it like this. If you would have a Bible nearby, that would be tremendous. And then in that Bible, if you would like to turn to Ephesians, we're going to start reading, or rather I am. You may if you'd like to, but I'm going to start reading at verse 25 of chapter 4. And then there is a prayer guide associated with the website or maybe the email that you got where you picked up this link. There's also a link for the prayer guide, and it would be helpful if you had that in front of you in one form or another, whether digitally or a hard copy on paper in front of you. I have in my hand the autobiography of George Mueller, and he's somebody who has gone before us, who has a remarkable prayer life that's recorded in his autobiography and other places as well, but I'm only holding the autobiography. So I would like for us to spend a little time together there with him, one who's gone before us and whose life serves as an example, tangibly, of God's providence and also of what an effective prayer life could and maybe should, in large regard, look like. So I'm going to be making the point, I'm going to be making the point about our labors here on earth as we await the coming of Christ. And then for our particular gathering purpose tonight for prayer, I'd like to look at that this evening as work. Good work, pleasant work, difficult work, certainly. So with that overlay, let us go to God's Word. Again, Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for the building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Now, before I turn to George and we spend a little time with him, I think that perhaps we have been given a glimpse of the importance of prayer in our lives, and the fact that indeed it is work, and we are to do it. We're going to hear in a moment about the thief, so let me push us over to verse 31, 32. We as the people of God, we as Christians, are not to have bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be those things which occupy us, which identify us in the eyes or the ears of others. That goes along with malice, too. You know the world you live in. You know the world I live in. You know the world we live in. You know the homes and the households and the families you live in. I know mine, and this is our calling. So, as our calling has been given by God, and as we find ourselves often, at least at points, falling far short, we need to seek his assistance, that we would be formed into the image of Christ, that we would indeed be made those who are kind to one another and tender-hearted and forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave us. You know, we might have a portion of our prayer time that needs to be brought up between ourselves and our Heavenly Father before we're able to get onto that prayer list, to get ourselves rightly situated with him and to have him help to do that. if not outrightly do that. Nevertheless, let's move on to George Mueller here and contemplate some of the words that he's given us in accordance with God's, and we'll bump into that same passage from Ephesians momentarily. And he's looking more now at the profession of what we undertake professionally in life. So I know that not all of us are still professionally engaged, but most likely most of us have been in one way or another. So if we could narrow the focus tonight to prayer and understand that to be a level of work and one in which we can be occupied as long as we have breath and ought to be occupied, perhaps there is some guidance here, not only from God's word, but from George's experience. The next point to be settled is this, writes George. Why do I carry on this business, or why am I engaged in this trade or profession? In most instances, the answer would be, I'm engaged in my earthly calling so that I may support myself and my family. Here is the chief error that causes almost all the other errors by children of God concerning their calling. To be engaged in a business merely to obtain the necessities of life for ourselves and our family is not scriptural. We should work because it is the Lord's will concerning us. Let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Ephesians 4:28. The Lord generally meets our needs through our jobs, but that is not the reason why we should work. If providing the necessities of life depended on our ability to work, we could never have freedom from anxiety. We would always have to say to ourselves, what will I do when I am too old to work, or if I am sick? But if we are engaged in our earthly calling, because it is the will of the Lord for us, he is sure to provide for us because we labor in obedience to him. Why do I carry on this business? Why am I engaged in this trade or profession? These questions should first be settled in the fear of God and according to his revealed will. We will then answer honestly. I carry on my business as a servant of Jesus Christ. He has commanded me to work, and therefore I work. Whether a believer chooses to become a missionary, a teacher, a carpenter, or a businessman, he will be blessed and find satisfaction in his career as long as he works in joyful obedience to the Lord. Now, that is, in my opinion, quite instructive on professional labor, calling. But it applies also to prayer. And as believers, we are certainly called to pray. So let us do that as servants of Jesus Christ. Let us expect his blessing and let us find satisfaction in this occupation, the occupation of prayer. All right. You have your prayer guide in front of you. And whatever time that you have set aside, I will leave you now to pray with the assistance of the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' name addressing our Father with me and with one another. Okay, let's pray.